The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today, so listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a panoply. Look up the word if you don't know what it means. A panoply of great choices, proteins, vitamins, nutrients across the board. An Alive and Well brand also with organic combinations that you'll never find elsewhere. Terrific prices. And all, let us never forget, the broth cafe. And it's a broad spectrum broth, because it covers a multitude of wondrous areas, beautiful food, marvelously served in an air-conditioned, lovely area, marble table, gorgeous chairs, everything lovely for you, everything wonderful, organically produced, and whatever your choice is, we don't impose that. If you are vegan, non-vegetarian, across the boards, we've got the organic, wondrous choices for you, beautiful recipes, wonderful combinations, incredible smoothies, gorgeous organic vegetable juices, high concentration of the local organic farmers. We're so grateful to them bringing in the beautiful produce, organic, high concentration in glass, and always served. Right, Den?
Right, Den.
And tell us a little bit about one of the most important things, and everybody is testifying about how great it is for them on every level, the Vortex water.
The Vortex water is incredible because the hydrogen and oxygen molecules in the water are dancing.
Dancing. Dan, pick up a little clue from this.
I drink
all right?
It. I drink,
if the vortex
drink
water
so
is dancing, you do
water.
It.
I drink so much vortex water, but it never seems to get to my feet. I don't know what it is.
Oh, now you're telling people it's disappointing in one area?
Yes, it doesn't tingle
the toes?
Don't count on vortex water to make you Fred Astaire. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But it is phenomenal. It's energizing. It is strengthening for the immune system. It's homeopathically, it's renowned for its utilization in the body and the cellular pickup and utilization. It gives a wonderful structure. The structure of the water is different. It's altered by the vortexing. The vortex means a swirling, twirling. What do you call it? Swirling, twirling.
Swirling and twirling.
That's it.
It's dancing.
Okay.
It's ballerina. Dance.
Well, I don't know
it's
about
all of that. You're right. The structure, detoxification, cell availability, all of those things.
Got it.
You got it, right?
That's vortex water.
That's all that's ever used at the Broth Cafe and served to you at the Broth Cafe, and all the dishes at the Broth Cafe. It's really amazing experience. You have to do that, and you have to come and fill up your jugs. Fill up your jugs with the fabulous water. And, you know, I hear even in the distance, which I did even this week, of a lady saying, my plants love it, always.
Always.
People say that all the time. Give it to the plants and they come to life. They love it, too, because they're very wise. They know the difference, and those flowers know the difference. And that is absolutely terrific. Let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off. Doctor's area strictly love to share wonderful information about what doctors holistically minded and some that are not even in that have learned about nutrients and clinical trials. And we share this. We love to do that. You have a beautiful area too. You can always make a time to sit with Dennis or with Mona so we're not with somebody else or involved in some other activity at 877-4950 and set up a time. We'd love to sit one-on-one. No charge. Never has been. Never will be. Just sharing information with you.
From holistic physicians.
Yes, exactly true. And that's what we quote here, too. So many of the wonderful information that we want to share. You know, I love that people come in and share testimonials. This was an unusual one this week. And so I didn't even tell Dennis. But anyway, the gentleman said, and he says, I have to tell you this. He says, because Pain Power has been a complete miracle for me. Complete miracle in all levels. Uh-huh. And talking about the absence of pain and quality of life. And he says, but this is important. He said, there's a lady that I know. And he said, and this was not part of his family. This is the lady that I know. And she was saying to me that Pain Power, and she was so grateful to us for letting her know about it, was a miracle for her in every different ways. And he says,
Wait a minute. I'm getting mixed up with he and she and we and
that's
them.
That's right.
Okay. This fellow was telling you that a woman told him.
No, he told me that that Pain Power was a miracle for him.
Yes.
And then he was meeting up with a lady that he knew.
Yes.
And she said, oh, she says, you're saying that Pain Power was a miracle for you? She said, I'm telling you, this is what she said to him, that Pain Power was a miracle for me. And he
all
said,
right.
But wait. He said, no. He says, it couldn't have been a greater miracle for you than it was for me. She said, you're wrong. Nothing could have been a greater miracle than Pain Power was for me. He said, then we started fighting. We went, wait a minute, Pain Power was a greater miracle for me. He said, then she said, no, nothing could be better than Pain Power was for me.
Oh,
he said,
beautiful.
We actually fought about it.
There were no punches exchanged.
No punches.
Okay.
But he said, I thought you ought to know about that. I said, yes. So instead of Pain Power, should we call the wonderful product Fight Power?
Oh.
Fight, because it makes you feel so terrific. You want to fight about it. Because Fight is my maiden name, but I don't think I'll put that on the box. Anyway.
You have a propensity for that activity.
Yes. Fight Power, okay? Hey, and when I was I know that was my maiden name. And when I was a kid growing up, the boys all said, hey, Fight, want to fight?
I've only heard that story about, which been 58 years now.
That's
it's
all right.
It's been about God knows
kinda,
how many
you know,
times.
But I kind of like it because it gets your juices flowing a bit. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of juices, but of course, besides the wonderful organic juices at Alive and Well, this is really important because as we're talking about Pain Power, which is a combination of such wonderful nutrients proven to act with no allergen, no food sensitivity, nothing chemical, nothing in any way negative. But one of the wondrous enzymes that is in Pain Power is natokinase.
Right.
Natokinase
is a
in
major
very high
component
potency,
of Pain Power.
Which eats up inflammation. And here, as the doctor's report, this goes on, but I think I should definitely share with my guy over there, and they... This is what the doctors are reporting it, okay? All right? This is what the doctors report.
Natokinase.
Vascular vitality, that's vein and artery vitality.
Right.
Exploring the impact of natokinase. That's the title of the doctor's article, okay?
And capillaries and all the blood circulation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here, this is what they're saying. We're going to share it, dear, okay? Natokinase, the enzyme derived from fermented natto, is emerging as a supplement that supports cardiovascular health. Then they list the clinical trials.
Uh-huh.
Concentrated and encapsulated natokinase, it can be taken to support the healthy breakdown of fibrin in the body, quoted studies. Like probiotics, it supports metabolism and healthy body fat composition and is recommended by integrative medical physicians for a variety of health concerns, such.
Right.
So it goes on, the multitudinous health benefits of natokinase. Natokinase is an active enzyme ready to get to work throughout your body to destroy and dispose of excess fibrin. As natokinase promotes the smooth flow of blood through the veins and arteries, many of its benefits are cardiovascular. I'll give it to you in a second. Vascular identity. The endothelial lining, say the doctors, inside the blood vessels encounters the daily generation of free radicals. Terrorists.
Free radicals are hyperoxygenating destructive components.
Which can cause serious issues throughout the within the body. Natokinase, they say, acts like Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. Gobbling up excess fibrin that your body deposits throughout your arteries and veins. And then, therefore, the natokinase supports healthy blood flow. Do this page and give me the next one. Okay?
Oh, maybe I'll give it to you and maybe I won't. Maybe
go
I'll just
right
keep
ahead,
on reading
kid.
It.
Start at the top.
Okay. Here it is, folks, verbatim, just as the doctors wrote it.
Yes.
Number three is acne. Staph bacteria, the common cause of acne, emits a protective coagulant made of fibrin to enforce its stronghold on the skin's surface, where it then can grow and multiply uninterrupted by your soap? Uninterrupted by soap. Okay. Natokinase targets fibrin and dissolves it, supporting skin healing.
Ooh.
For menstrual discomfort?
I didn't know that.
Common but annoying temporary discomforts associated with menstrual cycle can put a damper on your entire month. Natokinase acts as a systemic enzyme supporting the dissolving of uncomfortable fibrin accumulations. Fibrin is a major negative. Accumulation is a major negative.
Yes.
And the cognitive function, the doctors say that one study showed that natokinase and another fibrinolytic enzyme, serrapeptase, which also happens to be in pain power.
Both okay. In high dosages, yes.
Both of those wonderful enzymes promoted the breakdown of inflammatory proteins, supporting long-term brain health. So let me just stop for a second. You're getting the idea that pain power does more than just relieve a pain.
A pain, an achy, breaky.
It helps with basic metabolism, with basic clearing out of debris anywhere in your body, reducing inflammation.
Right.
Inflammation is fire.
Fire.
If you want to test this, light a match and then hold your other hand hold the match in your hand, and then light with your other hand, cover the flame with your other hand. How long can you hold it there?
Woo!
That's called fire.
That is.
And with a tiny microscopic size of cells, they're very susceptible to fire.
Right.
And those other negative components in life and in your bloodstream create the fire, the sugars, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. All the negatives create inflammation.
Right, and that not only puts out the fire, but it also restores the damaged tissue.
That's the whole idea.
To the brain, the heart, the circulatory system. Go ahead.
This is for cognitive function. Another study showed that natokinase and another fibrinolytic enzyme, serrapeptase, promoted the breakdown of inflammatory proteins, supporting long-term brain health.
I like that one. I like that one. Maybe 125 years?
Well, at least.
At least?
My goodness.
Of great brain health? That's beautiful.
Don't be so modest. Of course it does.
Okay, but I didn't realize it had that kind of function. Well, that's really amazing.
I've been telling you, honey, for years that this anti-inflammatory effect of pain power positively affects every cell in your body.
Okay.
Because inflammation is the source, as every scientist in dealing with health scenarios is concerned.
But does it also support male dominance? Because you've been telling me this for all these years, you say. So then, again, that's supporting your belief, male dominance. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, I reduce your inflammation. Okay.
And my information, too, right? Okay. Got you on both
avenues.
Go ahead.
The enzymes reduce inflammation. The pain power reduces inflammation. Inflammation is the source of every known negative health scenario.
Yes.
Okay?
Right, true.
Now, in sexual function, get this one.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
The fibrinolytic action of natokinase helps promote healthy blood flow to the reproductive organs,
ooh,
making it especially helpful in supporting male virility.
And how about female virility?
Well, if the male virility is there, the female virility is soon to follow.
Okay, Gary, do you know when to turn off a mic? Honest to God, my boy chick over there, you ought to know. Go ahead.
And that's it. Impact of natokinase on vascular health. It goes on and on and on. Okay?
That is absolutely...
Because it reduces the very source of all inflammation, the very source of all disease, negative health development.
That's right. And that he says because of the healthy blood flow that this does, the doctors say, better blood flow ensures the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the heart and all the other organs, cardiovascular and overall health. And just like he says, they say here, natokinase promotes the production of nitric oxide.
Aha.
A substance made in the body to help relax and dilate the blood vessels. This supplement supports healthy blood pressure levels, and nitric oxide, as you said, flow to all the organs, right? And natokinase, the studies also, they summarize, show natokinase has a positive effect on cholesterol levels, including lower total cholesterol, high-density lipoprotein and triglycerides, while increasing healthy low-density lipoprotein levels.
Right, right.
So for healthy cholesterol. That's an actually terrific article. The doctors all supported by, clinical trials.
Again, nitric oxide dilates your arteries and your capillaries. When people think of arteries, they think of a major blood vessel, and they look at the back of their hand, and they, well, there's some arteries there, and they look at the major, what you can see. But most of the blood flow in your body is at the cellular level. And the capillaries and the tiny blood passageways that end up delivering the blood to every cell in your body can become inflamed and destroyed by the fire, the inflammation. Well, natokinase and the other nutrients, the anti-inflammatories in Pain Power, reduce that and increase the nitric oxide, which expands and clears out the arteries so the blood flow can be better functioning.
Beautiful,
okay?
Beautiful. And sexual function, too.
Just and like sexual
okay,
function,
nitric
too.
Nitric oxide. Okay, here's a great thing. And here's the doctors talking about the health alert for older adults. And they say, why getting enough calcium is only half the battle to maintain healthy bones with aging.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they say. For decades, say the physicians, you've known about the role calcium plays in supporting healthy bones. Yet few older adults understand that consuming enough calcium is only a part of the battle.
A part of the battle.
That's right. Getting the calcium to where it belongs, say the doctors inside the body, is the real key to supporting bone health. I won't say this, but this is what Mona and Dennis have quoted many times. Okay.
From other doctors, okay.
Our bodies have a nutrient shuttle service. Did you hear the word?
I did.
Shuttle service that transports calcium to the bones and other vital organs where it's needed. And when it's running optimally, they do this very highlighted, this shuttle provides two major benefits, support for bone health and cardiovascular health. The doctors say the nutrient at the heart of this shuttle service is called vitamin K2.
Mark 7K2.
That's what they distinguish, the vitamin K2 super shuttle. Can you do the...
Can I do? You bet
you
I
do.
Can
Go
do.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Verbatim, folks, from the doctor. In addition to this vascular health benefits, such as blood clotting, vitamin K helps deliver calcium to the bones, ha, 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 where it supports bone density and overall bone health. Now, it benefits such as blood clotting. That's vitamin K1.
That's what they distinguish. That's why they distinguish that, right.
Yes, and vitamin K2 picks up the calcium that starts to lay down and form plaque in your arteries if it isn't delivered properly. Vitamin K2 picks up that calcium and puts it where?
In
your bones.
And we've read studies that have showed you get 60% better bone density and clear and beautiful arteries with the K2.
Right. Let me read what the doctors say. Plus, the vitamin K shuttle helps support insulin sensitivity and overall brain health as we age, because it's improving blood flow.
That's exactly right. Blood flow, everything.
A little background, say the doctors, the vitamin K family is comprised of multiple forms. And then he goes on to explain vitamin K1 and K2, which we discussed just previously. The Mark 7 form of K2 is the one most responsible for movement of calcium and shuttle service that you've heard about. Bones and bone health and brain. Vitamin K2, it's amazing stuff. So eat your vegetables, folks, and take extra amounts, the doctors say, of vitamin K2, Mark 7 K2.
Because
that helps to clear out your arteries. Again, the vitamin D helps absorb the calcium from the guts, from the intestines, puts it into the bloodstream, and then looks around for all the K2 it can find. The K2 picks it up and puts it in the bones. Without the K2, it lays in your arteries and starts to create plaque.
That's right. And you know, there's been a big new study here, okay? And this is really important, but it really supports everything we've said. Okay? And this is what the Harvard scientists, and you can't be higher level than the Harvard.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I'm talking about, okay?
Okay.
3 out of 5 adults fail to heed Harvard advice for healthy aging. What else is new, right?
Right.
Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years of vitamin research. Their conclusions? Most adults do not consume an optimal quantity of vitamins by diet alone. So here's their recommendation. Here's what Harvard researchers recommend. Quote, every adult, this is quote from the Harvard researchers, every adult should take a high potency multivitamin daily as a safe way to optimize health.
Did you hear what they said?
Yes, right.
Wait a minute. High potency multiple vitamin.
Right.
Now wait a minute, 1 second. Multiple simply means more than one. Okay, there are vitamin formulas which give you 5 or 6 vitamins. Oh, they explain that
in the article?
That's
exactly what they say.
Let me finish,
write that, and then you can go on.
Okay, go ahead.
According to the Harvard School of Public Health website, a broad-spectrum multivitamin is a nutrition insurance policy. Take one every day. Unfortunately, they say 3 out of 5 adults fail to take multivitamins. Plus, they say, typical multivitamin formulas forget to add enough antioxidants. These antioxidants are necessary to neutralize cell-damaging free radical. What's more, nutritional shortfalls are even more common in those folks over 50. Can you then talk about what you were starting to say?
About
the greater nutrition and the thing of, that is exactly why we had the top researchers design the healthy one, Super One. Tell them about it.
Okay. The Super One is just that. It contains a plethora of vitamins in meaningful potencies, high potencies, okay? And people are often told, don't get too many vitamins. Oh, you never know, you get too many vitamins. Oh, look out, don't get too many vitamins. Well, nobody has ever died of nutrition, of super nutrition, okay? But every drug in the thousands of drugs in the market all contribute to toxicity and other symptoms which are non-healthy. The point that holistic physicians make over and over again is the following. With a multivitamin label, look at the label on the side or back panel of the label. And it will give you the name of the vitamin. And generally, with most vitamins, they'll give you 5 or 6 or maybe 10 vitamins, okay? And they give you then this ... to the right, and then gives you the number of milligrams per capsule or per serving. Then it gives another ... and it gives you the recommended daily allowance. Now that's, you're allowed to have that amount, okay? But all the recommended daily allowances are 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. But the actual milligrammage is 1.3 milligrams, 1.7 milligrams,
right.
1.2 milligrams,
yeah.
Okay? The heading, percent of daily allowance, is a renaming of the minimum daily requirement. The minimum.
Right.
The minimum. Do you ever give the minimum in your life? Do you ever do anything any activity at all where it's just the minimum. If it's your job, you give the minimum. You don't have the job very long.
That's right.
If it's your family, you're giving the minimum. You have a disruptive family. Whatever it is, you generally give the optimal level
maximum,
of performance.
Maximum.
Or a maximum, as you say. Well, Healthy One gives you the optimum to the maximum amount of nutrients in every single capsule. But that's not all. The Healthy One also is derived all entirely from vegetables. It is entirely with digestive enzymes. It helps you digest and absorb it, utilize it, put it to work for you to create that good health that nutrition supplies.
With a plethora of antioxidants, with a plethora of nutrients that support the adrenals and all the different glands, with organic green vegetables have also been added to. It's amazing, and super high potency vitamins and great price.
And can you get too much good health? I don't know.
No.
Can you get too much health?
No way.
The drug company says, look out for vitamins. Don't get too much.
Well, here's a huge study that
What's that?
This is so amazing. It's incredible. Okay? And this is, you have to hear this. Okay? Reported by doctors in this huge study. Super pure omega-3 fatty acids for healthy lungs. That's the article. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And here's their quote on it. The anti-inflammatory benefits of the super pure omega-3 fatty acids are well known, but a new study finds that they can preserve lung function as we age. And this is the study published in June in the big name American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, Medical Journal. The study looked at levels of these super pure omega-3 fatty acids in the blood of more than 15,000 Americans and found that higher levels were associated with a much slower rate of age-related lung function decline. The researchers observed the strongest associations for decoxyhexanoic acid. Can you say that even better? I said it correctly this time.
Wonderful.
It only took me how many years?
Well,
decoxyhexanoic acid.
I'm so proud
DHA.
Of you.
DHA.
It's just amazing what you've done.
Thank you.
Your accomplishments are manifold.
Oh,
you know
I
what,
feel
you know
good
what manifold
now.
Means, okay.
Beside the fact that I take loads of the super pure omega-3s, I feel good. And the DHA is the omega-3 fatty acid that's found in high levels in fish oils. Okay, DHA is known as a dietary, very important, along with EPA, dietary supplement. The data offers the strongest evidence yet that these super pure omega-3 fatty acids help prevent lung disease, study author Dr. Bonnie Patchen told the Epoch Times. She's a postdoctoral researcher at Cornell University with a doctorate in nutritional sciences.
All right, EPA is pronounced eicosapentaenoic fatty acid. One more time, honey.
Eicosapentaenoic acid. Okay.
And the other one is DHA called what?
Decoxyhexanoic acid.
Listen to this girl.
I didn't even look at the word.
Oh, phenomenal.
I said that into the air.
I did.
With
I noticed
memory
that.
And
I
everything.
Noticed that.
How's that? Because I take a lot of
those
it.
Those two, when you look at a fish oil supplement label, okay, it should give you the amount of EPA, eicosapentaenoic fatty acid, and DHA, docosahexaenoic fatty acid. It should give you numbers in each serving. That doesn't mean each serving is the only allowable amount you take during the day. The point of the discussion is, say, holistic physicians, is that you must get eicosapentaenoic and EPA, DHA, numbers to add up to 3,000 per serving. At 3,000 milligrams, you then have EPA and DHA, that is the amount of omega-3.
Right.
The omega-3 level should be at 3,000 milligrams, say holistic physicians
yes.
and research scientists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? But at that level, that gives your brain a perfect lubrication.
That's right. For the platelets in the veins and arteries, as Harvard doctors said.
Preventing clots.
Right.
Preventing buildup of debris.
Right.
Preventing inflammation, putting out the fire in your brains.
And remember,
And your eyes.
And your eyesight.
And your heart.
And your heart.
And your vascular system.
That's right.
And remember, we're talking about cells, little cells. Little cells you can't even see without a microscope.
Right. And don't forget, they also said that the brain, 50 to 60 or more percent of the brain is made up of those two fatty acids,
right.
DHA and EPA.
It's
your
fats.
Brain are those two fatty acids.
That's right. Now, so fats aren't a bad word.
The
fats
type
are
of
a healthy
fats.
Word.
That's
right.
Now here, we can't leave that study without saying what they said. The observational component of this study looked at the data from 15,063 Americans from the NHLBI pooled cohort study.
Okay. What is that?
That's a large collection of NIH National Institute of Health funded studies that exist to help medical researchers who want to examine personalized risk for chronic lung disease. But the second component, they say, of this study involved researchers analyzing genetic data from a large study involving more than 500,000 European patients.
Wonderful.
Those results also showed that the higher levels of these omega-3 fatty acids, including EPA and DHA, were associated with far better lung function. Okay, can you read here about their summation, the value of anti-inflammatories?
And not just lung function,
everything.
Function.
And
because it's getting the blood and the oxygen, the nutrients,
yes.
where they belong,
That's
in your
right.
cells.
That's right.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. Continuing, verbatim. The value of anti-inflammatories. The anti-inflammatory effect of omega-3 fatty acids has spurred significant research into how diet supplements can affect diseases such as cancer and cardiovascular disease. We know, this is a direct quote, we know largely from studies on smoking that inflammation caused by smoking or other environmental exposures, such as pollution, has a large impact on lung health and lung disease, says the doctor. Because super omega-3s have a powerful anti-inflammatory function, where have you heard that before?
Oh, yes. That's a song we need to keep singing till people can get it into their heads
That's
and
right.
into their hearts and minds and brains.
Because omega-3s, just like pain power, just like all
yes.
the super nutrients,
yes.
reducing inflammation.
Yes.
Go back to the article.
Go.
Because omega-3s have a powerful anti-inflammatory function, say the doctors, there's a strong link between more omega-3s and facing a lower risk of these diseases. Inflammation, says the doctors, is involved in the pathology of every pulmonary disease, including pneumonia, asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and even in bacterial and viral infections.
Wow. And it's involved in all of those pulmonary diseases, that
yeah.
inflammation stopped by the super, remember, molecular distillation, super pure. The molecular distillation, which is the only kind that Alive and Well has puts together, mm-hmm. hasn't put together, has to do with, in zillions of parts, there's never a trace of any contaminant from that sea.
There you
never.
Go.
And it names it, not mercury, not cadmium, not lead, not any contaminant.
The doctors go on to say, quote, because the lung is a vital organ for gas exchange, that's oxygen, carbon dioxide, et cetera, excessive inflammation can be life-threatening. But anti-inflammatory mediators, such as the super omega-3s, are believed to exert protective actions by contributing to biological actions that control vascular inflammation and reduce systemic inflammation. The large population-based study shows that nutrients with anti-inflammatory properties helps to maintain lung health,
wow.
says Dr. James P. Kiley, director of the National Institute of Lung.
All of that, and 500,000 European,
division.
Beside the 15,000 Americans. Go ahead.
And he's head of the Division of Lung Diseases, and that's the end of the article.
That's the end. So, okay. You know, it's just amazing, isn't it? All the incredible things that you can learn about. But again, 500,000 Europeans involved
right.
in the study, 15,000 Americans. Come on.
And the drug companies say, oh, well, you want to take fish oil? Yeah. Go amuse yourself. Go take some fish.
Yeah.
But you're much better off taking our drugs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
sure
you know, I you know what I love? A little diversion, but it's beautiful. And that's he was a great doctor, Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, very famous, every kind of credential on the planet, Jonathan Wright, MD. And he was the one that saved me with the Ultra Silver and so many other people, because he said it's this major thing that is used for every virus, everything contaminant, the leader in Europe, et cetera, and so forth. But one of the ones he's reporting on now is, and I love this, because he reports about, we often don't realize that there are particular herbs that can be very different. And it's a nice diversion because it's important to recognize that. And that's why Alive and Well, and you know, brings in, we love this particular herb because it has to do with stress. We've focused on that before. But listen to what Dr. Wright has to say, reporting in his newsletter, okay?
All right.
So here it is. Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. Okay. And here's what Dr. Wright reporting. Possibly the world's most popular adaptogen. Before I go on, that how the body can adapt to things that aren't might be the ideal condition.
And how the herb helps the adaptation.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. Very well said.
Reinforces the body's ability.
Ashwagandha, says the doctor, has been used since antiquity.
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to say?
That's a couple of years ago.
A couple of years. For reproductive health, I didn't know that, and is currently used for a variety of ailments, from relieving anxiety to increasing longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Scientific studies confirm ashwagandha contains antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, immune-modulating, anti-stress, anti-Parkinson's, anti-Alzheimer's, anti-diabetic, cardioprotective, neurodefensive, and anti-cancer properties.
That's quite a list.
Woo!
You said all that in one breath.
That's what the doctor wrote.
Repeat that, honey. Repeat that.
Scientific studies confirm ashwagandha contains antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, immune-modulating, anti-stress, anti-Parkinson's, anti-Alzheimer's, that's against, anti-diabetic, cardioprotective, nerve-defensive, and anti-cancer properties.
Whew.
Woo! For instance, says Dr. Wright, ashwagandha inhibited metastases, that's the spread of breast cancer, in the animal studies with minimal adverse effects, according to the study published in the Public Library of Science. It has also been reported to mitigate, calm down, undesirable side effects of gamma radiation therapy by protecting the liver from damage and increasing antioxidant capacity.
Oh, my God.
Woo. Ashwagandha's powerful I knew it had to do with stress, but I didn't realize.
I didn't either.
Ashwagandha's powerful protective properties may be due, says the doctor, in part, to its ability to boost antioxidant capacity and combat oxidative stress. For instance, he says, ashwagandha has been used for several thousand years in Ayurveda, Indian medicine?
Yes.
To treat numerous neurological nerve disorders.
Mm-hmm.
A recent systematic review from the scientific literature concurred that ashwagandha protects the brain from oxidative stress. And this is the last paragraph. Can you read the last paragraph?
Well, you give me the last paragraph.
The last paragraph.
Okay.
Just the last paragraph.
I don't know if I'm up to it.
Try it.
Okay. Here goes. Deep breath. Just as the doctor wrote it. He says, since ashwagandha contains powerful antioxidant properties and protects against oxidative stress caused by physical and chemical stressors such as radiation, it's plausible that ashwagandha protects against other forms of radiation as well, including radio frequency EMFs.
Oh,
now,
I didn't know that.
There's a whole big deal on radio frequency EMFs.
In
the fact that people are holding the cell phones up to their head, we're walking around with cell towers all over the country, emitting this radiation on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. And so there's a great deal of research into the extent of the damage with your central nervous system and your brain and your whole function, and the amount of radio frequency EMFs being emitted. But ashwagandha, says the doctor, is a major, major contributor to neutralizing those EMFs.
Yes, this is thrilling. It's absolutely thrilling because, again, so many of our dear friends who take you know, our ashwagandha to and say it's dramatically helped reduce stress, but I didn't realize it had such a plethora of effects.
The positive effect is amazing.
The depth, and you know, we can't leave the subject, and we're going to touch on this too, can't leave the subject of the lungs without, again, stressing about the number one lung nutrient.
You're going to talk about NAC.
NAC plus.
Oh boy.
And I just want to touch on that. And the NAC plus, one of the definitions from its multitudinous roles is that it eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion in the lungs. And one of the main things that was brought up by top doctors, even in the news when COVID hit, was that it prevents the death of the alveoli and actually restores the alveoli. That's the oxygen producing cells in the lungs.
There you got it.
And which are killed off by the viruses,
the absorptive components, yes.
And Dr. Mercola, there's endless reports. And this here, there's also, but again, there's a zillion other effects. It's a leading one that has been used throughout the U.S. of A. forever for the leading cause of liver failure are the over-the-counter medications, okay? Acetaminophen and all of that, okay?
And cholesterol drugs.
But the leading cause, and that the remedy they give for that is NAC+, is mm-hmm. the NAC. And also, again, it regenerates the kidneys. Same thing, says right on it, okay? But here...
And one more little bon mot.
Go bon mot. I like that. He speaks French every once in a while to make me happy. Bon mot. Good. That's the French word.
How happy
for good
are
word.
You, Winnie? How
good
happy
word.
Are you?
I'm very happy okay. whenever you... And you know what makes me even happier?
Whoa.
When you pronounce it correctly.
Yes.
I don't know how many years... It didn't take that long for my French teachers to get through to me, but how many years have I been telling you, say it correctly?
How many years did you have to take French to say it correctly?
I took French for 4 years in my school, and I'm fluent, okay? Now.
You're fluent.
Bon mot. Okay. Perfect.
I
Good
said
word.
It. I said
and
it.
You did it correctly this
thank
time.
You.
What were
Would
you going
to thank
say?
Your French teacher for me?
Yes, okay. Mrs. Marmore, we thank you.
All right.
Go ahead.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You were going to say about the thing about how great it is for the lungs and everything else like that.
Well, I've done that a million
yes,
times.
Yes, you have. Don't speak of. But here, Dr. Mercola says here, could this supplement, it certainly can, as he says, can be an answer to tumors?
That's what I was going to say.
That's right, dear. And I'll start off and then give it to you. And he touches base because he does nothing, but he goes analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola, M.D., just done, and what he does is he quotes all the clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the highlight of all those clinical trials. NAC Plus restores the sensitivity of drug-resistant breast cancer cells to treatment, according to researchers with the Department of Biomedicine at the University of Basel in Switzerland. NAC unexpectedly even increased the medication's effectiveness in previously resistant cancer cells. NAC has the potential to prevent DNA damage, cancer, and other mutation-related diseases via inhibition or prevention of invasion and metastases, and that means the spreading, preventing that, effects in mitochondria and more. Another study found that NAC Plus inhibits the growth, adhesion, migration, and invasion of human bladder cancer cells.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beyond its role as a cancer fighter, says the doctor, and he quotes the trials, NAC can help ward off premature aging. I didn't know that one. And offers benefits for neurological nerve health, stroke, COVID-19, and much, much more.
That's a very big, that last statement, the COVID-19.
Yes, he does.
Because there's a big move now to reimpose the masks and taking more vaccines and more vaccines and more boosters and more drugs.
Yes,
okay.
So this is and that is when the virus first came out and the top things like Dr. Siegel and other top doctors, they came on and said take the NAC.
Absolutely.
They said it was very important, and I'm going to give this to you in a minute, but it says that he is quoting just what we were talking about. NAC Plus is already valued in the medical field for increasing glutathione in the body, which prevents liver damage in cases of acetaminophen Tylenol overdose. It also reduces acetylhydrin toxicity, which causes hangovers. I never knew that one. But the featured study shows it significantly improves treatment of advanced breast cancer. And he goes
on
and on.
That's one I didn't know.
No, and okay. And so here you want to read that now.
Yeah, yeah.
NAC helps prevent resistant breast cancer.
And all these benefits from an amino acid, folks, a food source amino acid. And all these benefits are wanting to be compromised by the Food and Drug Administration. They want to take NAC Plus off the market, okay? Because they say that drug companies use NAC first, so drug companies get preference and are able to use NAC.
Yeah, right.
Although
go ahead.
It's a food source. Anyway.
Go ahead.
That's the politics.
Talk about the breast cancer connection.
NAC helps fight resistant breast cancer, says the doctor. Word for word, folks, verbatim. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women, with more than 2.2 million cases developing every year. Among women with recurring disease, survival rates have barely improved in the last 20 years. Most recurring metastatic cancers are either drug resistant or will become resistant to therapy, researchers wrote in the Cell Reports Medicine. This drug resistance is a substantial hurdle in the long-lasting cure of patients, say the doctors. 70% of breast cancers have mutations, say the doctors, in genes that affect the P13K signaling pathway. The overactivation of the P13K promotes tumor development.
Wow.
Going on.
And you know,
NAC.
Yeah, go ahead.
NAC Plus unexpectedly restored and increased medication effectiveness in previously resistant cancer cells.
Yes. And you know, it was
there's more here, okay. NF1 loss is also involved in other cases of drug resistance. Turning the page.
Yeah.
Okay. Including skin cancer, ovarian cancer,
right.
Endometrial cancer, lung cancer, and bladder cancer. So it's possible that NAC could be useful for treatment of multiple drug-resistant cancers,
right.
report the researchers. As N-acetylcysteine is a safe and widespread additive nutrient, this result is highly relevant for clinical research.
That's right. And
doctors.
You know, he doesn't, this is really, I think, an amazing thing because I never knew about this, and I think this is so important where it's incredible because the same doctor is going on to say here, that the NAC prevents strokes and is neuroprotective. He goes on and he says, all right? Okay, he says, NAC appears to work by preventing the formation of amyloid-producing proteins, which promote amyloid deposits linked to strokes. Okay, I didn't realize that thing that he was saying over there, that it had a huge effect as being neuroprotective. And then he goes on to say, scientists are investigating NAC as a treatment for Parkinson's, which has been linked to that glutathione deficiency in the substantia nigra, a region that houses dopamine neurons, which are critical for the function of the brain and the nervous system.
You've got to be.
That's amazing. And, okay, so here they're going that another area where NAC shows particular promise is in the treatment of mental health disorders. I didn't know that. Including post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and substance abuse disorders.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Can I put an addendum on here?
Yes.
The doctor is going on talking about the anti-cancer effects of NAC. NAC has long, I'm reading verbatim, folks. NAC has long been regarded as a preventative and therapeutic tool in conditions that involve glutathione depletion. Now, glutathione is the major antioxidant,
yes.
Anti-inflammatory your body creates, okay? And it's compromised by all the debris in this world and all the side effects from drugs. It's been found to be safe, even at very high doses, and for long-term treatment, say the doctors, according to a University of Genoa researchers in a carcinogenesis review. The study pointed out that NAC Plus has the potential to prevent DNA damage. Very basic.
DNA,
very
that's
basic
your DNA. You're not here without your DNA,
function.
Okay?
prevent DNA damage, prevent cancer, and other mutation-related diseases, noting NAC's impressive array of mechanisms and protective effects toward DNA damage and carcinogenesis, say the article.
Wow.
Well, there's more, but that, we don't have...
But that is so incredible.
Yeah.
All that, I mean, talk about your power player. Talk about your multifaceted. Talk about the... In every conceivable way that you're doing something so powerful and so terrific that the NAC does.
It's a fountain of youth.
It is amazing.
Here's the
But I didn't realize the neurological and mental health benefits.
I didn't realize all the anti-cancer
effects.
Preventing
the destruction of dopamine on the neurons. I didn't know that. Go ahead.
They go on to say, beyond its role as a cancer fighter, NAC helps ward off premature aging with its longevity-enhancing effects. Specifically, it helps to reduce... Turn the page.
Yes.
A subsequent pilot trial in older human beings, people with hereditary cystatin C, people with hereditary cystatin C amyloid angiopathy, a rare genetic disorder, have an average life expectancy of just 30 years, and most die within 5 years of their first stroke. So reducing this incidence could prove to be essential in increasing survival. NAC helps prevent strokes in the population by preventing the formation of amyloid-producing proteins, which are very negative, okay?
Wow.
Which promote amyloid deposits linked to strokes, complications all over the place. It goes on and on and on.
On and on, but this is so such an
important... Psychiatric disorders.
I just didn't realize...
COVID-19 goes on.
I didn't realize all the tremendous connections, what a great Nutri can do, because I knew just how it had helped us, me with my asthma, childhood asthma growing up, and you with your the emphysema that you were born with, you know. We've told us many times, all the different things that it was such a dramatic player along, you know, and that's really terrific, really terrific. And when you're speaking of terrific, you're thinking about... And we get the highest quality. All of that is available for you at Alive and Well, okay? Not only the magnificent food, you've got to change your choices of magnificent organic foods. You got to do that. Stop the garbage. We have more and more information about artificial sweeteners, about the poisons in these chemical-laced foods.
Over 3,500 chemicals added to our environment by industry.
That's
okay?
Right. Forget
it. And by approval of the Food and Drug Administration.
Okay. Kick them out. Right? Kick them out the door. Take the wonderful things. Come to Alive and Well. Support Alive and Well. Alive and Well loves you and supports you. We are here for you. Remember, you can call the 877-4950. 877-4950. Easy to remember. And you know, I'm busy. I'm having a lot of people come over. I want all the food. Everything will be ready for you. Everything will be done for you. Whether it's the food, whether it's the items, whatever it is. I'm traveling. We'll mail it to you. Anything you want. The service is available at Alive and Well, 877-4950. Another service, don't forget, no charge. Don't claim to be doctors, nothing about that. Just share information with no charge. But make an appointment, 877-4950. We are delighted, one-on-one in a wonderful, terrific sofa area. Sit down one-on-one with you, but make the appointment so that Dennis and I are available and it can be written down and you're there.
And okay? We're in the store 6 days a week, folks. So find a day and a time that's good for you. And we are there for you.
That's
okay?
Right. We are there, and Alive and Well is there.
As we mentioned several times, we're not doctors.
No.
We're not trying to push sales. No. We're not trying to in any way intimidate your basic lifestyle except to help to improve your health. That's the name of the game.
That's exactly right. And the broad spectrum of what great nutrients can do, organic foods, and again, our continual gratitude to the local organic Maui farmers. We're in an integrative and loving relationship that's always there, okay? And we're in an integrative and loving relationship with you. We care about you. Alive and Well is committed to your health. We are fanatic organics, and we are committed to your health.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.